You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, this is the spoken edition of Wired.
Fighting a wildfire in Texas, building a network to connect 40 million people to the internet, cutting pollution with chainsaws. Hear Chubb customers tell their stories at chubb.com/podcast. And stay tuned after the show to hear how a sinkhole swallowed 8 priceless sports cars.
The Most Read Wired Culture Stories of 2017 by Andrea Valdez. Earlier this year, Wired published a story that asked a question that seemed to encapsulate internet culture in 2017. What does COVEFI mean? The nonsense term was tweeted out by President Donald Trump, and the internet went into a fit trying to define it. As Wired culture writer Angela Watercutter wrote, "Nearly every great meme starts with an obscure word, hashtag, or image that is then granted humor based on what the internet does with it. On Fleek, damn Daniel, Kermit sipping tea. All of these things have meanings given to them by people online. In fact, creating and spreading new language is one of social media's greatest skill sets." The mystery was never solved, and soon we turned our attention to other great questions. Like, is mindful meditation BS? Can one really make a living as a D&D dungeon master? Or, my personal favorite, just who is Poppy? Childish Gambino, Atlanta, Lando Calrissian, inside the weird industry-altering world of Donald Glover. Childish Gambino, Atlanta, Lando Calrissian. Glover has just about every performance space covered, and all his projects intersect in strange ways. Allison Samuels, January 19th, 2017. PewDiePie's fall shows the limits of LOLJK. The prominent YouTuber's casual racism and attacks on the media have made him an idol in the eyes of the so-called alt-right. Emma Gray Ellis, February 16th, 2017. Pepsi's new Kendall Jenner ad was so bad it actually united the internet. The online response to the soda company's now-pulled marketing video was surprisingly refreshing. Angela Watercutter, April 5th, 2017. Extremists' meme armies are turning into militias. On the far right, political memes have evolved from mere trolling to something that looks a lot more like military propaganda. Emma Gray Ellis, April 20th, 2017. George R.R. Martin doesn't need to finish writing the Game of Thrones books. George R.R. Martin owes you nothing. Emily Dreyfus, May 5th, 2017. Supreme and the bot makers who rule the obsessive world of streetwear. In the fanatical world of limited-release streetwear, milliseconds matter, and the shopping bots reign supreme. Lauren Schwartzberg, May 25th, 2017. What does COVEFI mean? The internet will define that for you. Early one morning, President Trump tweeted a fake word. Social media's reaction is a prime example of how language travels online. Angela Watercutter, May 31st, 2017. Welcome to Poppy's world. Pop singer, YouTube star, cult leader. Whoever she is, Poppy is here to take over the internet. Lexi Pandel, June 3rd, 2017. It was inevitable, really. Netflix is turning into HBO. Now that it's canceling shows, the streaming service is acting more like a network than ever. Angela Watercutter, June 13th, 2017. Is mindfulness meditation BS? Is mindfulness meditation a capitalist tool or a path to enlightenment? Yes. Robert Wright, August 12th, 2017. Alec Baldwin's Trump impression is a technical marvel. The actor's impersonation isn't just funny. It's very technically proficient. Angela Watercutter, August 22nd, 2017. The distracted boyfriend meme photographer explains all. Antonio Guillaume didn't mean to go viral. In fact, he only just found out what a meme is. Brian Barrett, August 28th, 2017. The Replicant. Inside the dark future of Blade Runner 2049. What a sequel 35 years in the making can tell us about the state of sci-fi and America's appetite for dystopia. Brian Raftery, September 19th, 2017. Steven Soderbergh's new app, Mosaic, will change how you watch TV. His latest project is a monumental effort designed to keep you glued to your phone. Angela Watercutter, November 11th, 2017. Meet a professional Dungeons & Dragons dungeon master from New York City. Tim Woods is one of several DMs for hire out there, but this isn't his hobby or a side gig. It's a living, and a pretty good one at that. Brian Raftery, November 19th, 2017. Star Wars The Last Jedi is a near-perfect reinvention of the franchise. Rian Johnson's movie is the springiest, smartest, most assured installment in years. Brian Raftery, December 12th, 2017. Star Wars The Last Jedi will be too inclusive for some people. Good. Don't like diversity in your Star Wars movies? Don't see The Last Jedi. Angela Watercutter, December 15th, 2017.
This podcast was made possible by Chubb. Hear how a sinkhole opened up under the National Corvette Museum right now.
Betty called me at 6 in the morning. She thought it was a fire. It was worse. A sinkhole opened up under our museum. 8 priceless Corvettes had plunged into it. Chubb was there within hours. They helped make sure it was safe. We had everyone we needed to get our museum back up and running. And we opened the next day.
Hear more stories at chubb.com/podcast.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.